This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
I want you to picture a scenario. It's early morning. Maybe the coffee hasn't quite kicked in yet.
Uh-oh. I know this feeling.
And you are staring at your monthly P&L statement. You scan down past payroll, past rent, until you hit that one line item, marketing. $15,000. Gone.
And you don't immediately see the $15,000 in new revenue coming in the other side.
That's the thing. It's not like you're flying completely blind. You get these reports, right? These glossy PDFs with all the colorful donut charts and the arrows pointing up and to the right.
All the vanity metrics.
Exactly. Big, impressive numbers next to words like impressions, visibility, clicks. But then you click over to your other tab, your CRM, your sales pipeline, and you look at the signed contracts column, and it's just crickets.
It is the classic disconnect.
It feels like more than a disconnect, though. It feels like you're just feeding money into a black box, shaking it, and I don't know, praying a client falls out.
That is the vanity metric trap. And honestly, for so many founders, that frustration is just the default state of SEO.
Mm.
You feel like something is happening,
yeah,
but it's not the something that keeps the lights on.
Which brings us to what we're digging into today. We're unpacking a piece of research that, frankly, could not be more timely. It's called B2B SEO Benchmarks 2025, how your sales and retention content ranks, from Janice Ramos at Double Dome Digital Marketing.
And it's so important right now.
Our mission today is to figure out why the playbook that maybe worked in 2023 is basically a paperweight here in 2026.
It's a completely different world. I mean, if you're trying to run an SEO strategy from a few years ago, you're basically using a map for a city that's been bulldozed and rebuilt.
Right.
You've got AI-driven search that's fully mature now, a much tighter economy where every single dollar is under a microscope, and just a fundamental shift in how B2B buyers, real people, make decisions.
And just to narrow our focus a bit, we're really talking to a very specific person today. We're talking to the founders of service firms, specifically those hovering around that $5 million revenue mark.
Yeah.
The ones who are just banging their heads against the wall trying to scale to $10
million. That 5 to $10 million jump is often called the valley of death for service firms.
Yeah.
It's exactly where the systems that got you there start to fall apart.
Why there specifically? The source material paints this picture of the founder, and it sounds pretty good at first. You've got a 25-person team, a $5 million business. I mean, that's success.
Oh, it is success. Don't get me wrong. Getting to $5 million is a massive achievement.
Yeah.
But you have to look at how they usually get there.
Okay.
A firm that size is almost always built on the founder's personal reputation.
Hmm.
It's the Rolodex era,
mm-hmm,
handshakes, networking events, and referrals. All referrals.
The classic my work speaks for itself model.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll play devil's advocate here. That feels safe. It feels high quality.
It does. I get that.
If my clients are referring me new business, why do I need to go beg strangers on the internet for work, right? Why fix what isn't broken?
Because it breaks. The second you try to scale, it breaks. The source calls this the referral trap.
The referral trap.
And the problem isn't the quality of the lead referrals are fantastic leads. The problem is simple physics. They are not scalable and they are not predictable.
You can't just turn a dial and get more of them.
You can't. You can't force your past clients to have friends who need your specific service this week just because you hired two new people who need work.
So you're basically just betting your entire payroll on the hope that someone mentions your name at a dinner party.
Exactly. And there's a line in the text that really hits hard. Hope is not a strategy. When you're at 5 million and you want to get to 10, you need to launch new services, enter new markets where nobody knows you. You need visibility now. You can't just wait for the phone to ring.
That's a really tough psychological shift. I think a lot of founders see internet leads as just inherently lower quality than their network leads.
Yeah, they see tire kickers.
Right. And 5 years ago, they might have had a point. But that is the whole paradigm shift we need to talk about. The report argues that to double your revenue, you need strangers to trust you. And to do that in 2026, you have to move from volume to what the report calls precision intent. Okay, precision intent. I'm going to stop you there. That sounds a little bit like marketing jargon. Let's strip that down. What does that actually mean?
So the old way, so call it the 2020 playbook,
yeah,
was all about chasing raw traffic.
Yeah.
You wanted as many eyeballs as you could possibly get.
So like an accounting firm writing a blog post on what is a tax return?
Exactly.
Yep.
Just to get the hits.
Yeah.
And you might get 10,000 visitors to that page. But let's be honest, 9,900 of them are college students writing a paper or DIYers who will never, ever hire a firm. That's volume. Looks great on a chart.
But add $0 to the bottom line.
Zero. Precision intent means you stop caring about the 10,000 and you focus, really focus, on the 50 people who are typing queries into Google that signal they are holding a checkbook.
So we're trading the vanity of the big number for the utility of the really small, really specific number.
We are trading ego for revenue. And the source makes a critical point here. If the leads your SEO is generating don't look like your highest value clients, your entire strategy is outdated.
And this connects to the sales cycle too, right? Because this isn't e-commerce.
Nah.
We're not selling t-shirts. B2B sales cycles can be long.
3, 6, 9 months. Sometimes even longer. And this is where the static brochure website just completely fails. Most B2B sites are still built for two things. Here's who we are and contact us.
But that's not how people buy anymore.
No. A B2B buyer in 2026 does something like 70% of their research before they ever even think about talking to a human. Your website has to serve that entire journey. It basically has to do the job of a sales rep.
It is a sales rep.
It is. It needs to handle the research phase, the comparison phase, all of it. It needs to answer the hard questions your sales team usually handles on the phone. Like, why are you more expensive? Or how do you handle compliance? If your site isn't doing that, you're losing the prospect before they even find your contact form.
Okay, so we're shifting from get me traffic to get me the right people at exactly the right time. Now, I'm a numbers person. If I'm that founder looking at my P&L, I want to know what good actually looks like. The source promises benchmarks, so I want to drill into those.
It does. And this is where the rubber really meets the road. The report outlines specific benchmarks for 2025-2026. The first one is all about sales content and something they call the relevance gap.
The relevance gap? That sounds ominous.
It's the silent killer of marketing budgets. It's that phenomenon of having thousands of visitors, but zero form fills. There's a huge gap between what you're saying and what the visitor actually needs to hear.
And there's a metric for this.
There is. The one to watch is your organic traffic to lead conversion rate.
Okay, hit me with the number. What should we be aiming for?
For a B2B service provider in 2026, the benchmark is now between 2.5% and 5%.
2.5 to 5%. You know, I have to be honest, hearing that out loud, it sounds low. If I told my sales team we're aiming for a 2.5% success rate, I feel like I'd get thrown out of the room. It sounds like failure.
Huh. It's funny you say that because that is the most common reaction, only 5%.
Yeah.
But you have to contextualize it. We're not talking about someone buying a $20 t-shirt on impulse.
Right. These are high stakes, 5 or 6 figure contracts. A single conversion here could be worth $100,000 a year.
Precisely. If 5 out of every 100 qualified visitors are raising their hand and saying, I am interested in signing a high value contract, that is a massive pipeline generator. That's a multi-million dollar funnel.
So if I'm sitting at, say, 0.1%, which I suspect a lot of people listening might be.
Then you have a massive relevance gap. It means your content is completely failing to prove your value. And that's a key evolution the text mentions. Ranking on Google used to be about matching words.
You search best IT consultant, I have those words on my page, I win.
Yep. Now, ranking and converting is about providing proof. Proof you can actually solve their problem.
But that's gotten so much harder in the last couple of years, hasn't it? The internet is just flooded with, I don't know, robot-written content.
We are swimming it. The source calls it AI-generated fluff. You can go to any AI tool right now, ask it to write 2,000 words on, say, enterprise cybersecurity, and it will give you a perfectly readable, grammatically correct, and utterly boring article.
It's vanilla. It's just the average of everything that already exists online.
Precisely. It's a consensus engine. It cannot create new knowledge. It can only summarize existing knowledge. And this is where the second benchmark comes in, and I think this is the most critical concept for 2026. Information game.
Information game. I've heard this term floating around. Is this Google's way of fighting back against all that spam?
It is. Google's algorithms, and frankly human behavior, have adjusted to reward content that offers things AI simply cannot replicate. Information gain is basically a measure of how much new information this page provides compared to everything else that already ranks.
So if I just write another generic 5 tips for better management article, AI can do that in 3 seconds and Google looks at it and says, we've got 10,000 of these, value is zero.
And it won't rank.
Hmm.
Or if it does, it won't stay there. And the source highlights a fascinating stat here. Pages that offer high information gain original insights see a 40% higher ranking persistence.
40% is huge. That's the difference between being on page one for a week and being on page one for a year. But let's get practical. I'm a business owner, not a researcher. How does a firm actually create information gain?
It means you have to become the primary source. Stop writing about trends in the industry based on a Forbes article you read. Instead, write about what we learned from auditing 50 manufacturing plants last year. Use your own proprietary data. Run a survey of your customers and publish the results. Take a contrarian stance based on your actual experience that goes against the so-called best practices.
I see. So AI can't tell you about a project you finished last week. It can't pull the specific data points from your own client work.
Exactly. Your experience is the moat. If you're just recycling general knowledge, you're competing with robots. You have to put your specific, hard-earned wisdom on the page. That's what humans trust, and that is what Google now ranks.
That's a really empowering way to look at it. It stops being a chore of I have to feed the algorithm and becomes I need to share this specific thing we discovered.
It turns your subject matter experts into actual digital assets.
Speaking of assets, there's a third benchmark in here that I found really surprising. Usually when we talk SEO, it's about hunting for new customers.
Right.
But the source talks about using SEO for retention.
Yes. And this is where the smartest companies are really pulling ahead. It's so counterintuitive to think SEO is for strangers. But the highest ROI companies are now using it for people who have already bought from them.
How does that even work? If I've already signed the contract, why are you optimizing content for me? I'm already in the building.
Because you still have problems. In fact, you have new problems now that you're using the service. This is all about creating high-value customer success content. If you're a software company, it's deep-dive troubleshooting guides. If you're a consultancy, it's playbooks on how to implement our strategy.
So it's the owner's manual approach.
Exactly. And there's a double benefit. First, financially, it increases customer lifetime value, or LTV. If your content helps them succeed, they stay longer, they buy more. That's the obvious part.
Sure. Happy clients don't churn.
But the second benefit is pure SEO gold. It signals to Google that you are a definitive expert. Google sees users spending 10, 20 minutes on your site solving complex problems. They aren't bouncing. They're learning. That behavior boosts your entire domain's authority, which makes it easier for new prospects to find you in the first place.
That's fascinating. So by helping my current clients, I'm actually building the authority that attracts new ones. It's a flywheel.
It's an entire ecosystem. And the source connects this to paid ads too. It lowers your cost per acquisition because the deep authority builds so much brand trust. When someone clicks a paid ad and lands on a site that is clearly a library of expertise, the conversion rate just shoots up.
It makes every single dollar work harder. Okay, I want to circle back to where we started, that black box. The frustration of that $15,000 just disappearing. We've talked about better content, better targeting, but how do we know it's working?
And you should be skeptical. If you've been burned by agencies delivering pretty charts with no revenue attached, skepticism is healthy. If someone sends you a report saying impressions are up 20%, but your phone isn't ringing, they're hiding something.
So what's the solution?
The requirement for 2026 is closed loop analytics.
Closed loop. Okay, that's another one of those terms. Let's demystify it. What is the loop and how do we close it?
Okay, so imagine a straight line. Point A is someone typing a search query into Google. Let's say enterprise ERP implementation.
Got it.
Point B is them clicking your link. Point C is them filling out a form on your website. And point D is your sales team marking them closed one in your CRM 3 months later.
And most companies, they break that line at point C. They track the lead, but they don't track the actual sale all the way back to the source.
Exactly. Marketing celebrates the lead, sales celebrates the deal, and nobody connects the two dots. Closed loop analytics just means technically integrating your CRM, your Salesforce, your HubSpot directly with your analytics. You should be able to look at a $100,000 deal and say, this originated from a specific search for compliance audit 2025 back on January 12th.
No more guessing. No more of those arguments between sales and marketing about where a lead came from.
No more guessing. You stop treating marketing like an expense and start treating it as an investment with a calculated return. You can see exactly which keywords are generating revenue, not just traffic.
That changes the entire conversation in the boardroom. It's not marketing wants more money to write blogs. It's this specific asset generated this specific return, so we should double down on it.
Transparency is everything. If your agency or your team can't show you that direct line from search to sale, you're flying blind. In this economy, flying blind is just a crash waiting to happen.
So let's bring this all home. We've covered a lot. We started with that founder stuck in the referral trap, you know, relying on hope to scale past 5 million.
We moved through the need for precision intent, finding the people who are actually ready to buy, not just browsing.
Then the benchmarks, that 2.5% to 5% conversion rate. If you're not there, you have a relevance gap.
We talked about information gain, using your own data as a moat against all the AI fluff out there, and the surprising power of retention content.
And finally, breaking open that black box with closed loop analytics so you actually know where your money is going and what it's doing.
It's a full roadmap.
It is. It's daunting, but it's clear.
Yeah.
If you're that $5 million business owner listening to this, what's the one big thing you want them to take away from our conversation today?
I think it's realizing that you deserve real leads. You've built a successful business on grit and quality work. You shouldn't have to settle for vague marketing reports about how visible you are. Your budget should be deployed into assets, and I use that word intentionally, assets that rank for high intent keywords. Because if you do this right, your website stops being a brochure and it becomes that predictable growth engine you need to hit 10 million.
Assets, not just expenses. I like that.
It's a complete mindset shift.
It is. And you know, as we wrap up, I have a little thought experiment for everyone listening. We've been talking about the website as a 247 sales representative.
Right. The perfect employee. Never sleeps, never takes a sick day.
So here's the question to mull over. If your website really is your best employee, when was the last time you gave it a performance review based on revenue contributed instead of just attendance?
Ooh, that's a tough question. Because if you only judged your sales team on how many times they showed up to the office, their attendance, but they never closed a deal, you would fire them immediately.
Exactly. You judge them on deals closed. So why should your website get a pass?
It shouldn't. If it's just showing up, getting hits, but not closing deals, it's underperforming.
Attendance versus revenue.
Mm-mm.
That's going to stick with me. Well, that brings us to the end of this deep dive. A huge thank you to the insights from Janice Ramos and Double Dome Digital Marketing for giving us this roadmap.
It's been a pleasure to unpack it.
For everyone listening, thanks for giving us your time. Go check your analytics, look for that relevance gap, and we will see you on the next deep dive.
Goodbye, everyone.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.